Warning, we're still getting the hang of these extra long episodes, so this one may or may not be the full hour. There will, however, be more curse words than the average 60-minute podcast. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Tuesday, April the 23rd, 2019.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode,
Florida Man isn't too good at keeping secrets from the police.
Florida Men are a couple of assholes.
And we're not talking about us. Florida Man is pissed off, so Florida Woman gets pissed on.
Golden Shower? We went there?
Oh, just wait. It's even better.
And a Florida man's new hit song lands him in jail.
Plus, breaking news, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more.
All right, so we're kind of cutting it close on this one, folks. Y'all will still get it on time, but we're recording this one on Monday, and it comes out in how many hours?
9.5.
9.5 hours.
So my job on editing on this one is going to be a sprint, not a marathon.
A sprint, not a marathon. And I had a meeting before this, so we're recording late on top of that, and the meeting involved alcohol, so we're it's going to get good.
Well, that's good. And do we want to talk about what our plan is for our next episode recording?
All right, so what are we going to do next week? So Joel and I will be in Daytona this weekend.
Mm-hmm. So if y'all want to come find us, we'll be the ones in the Jeeps.
Yeah, we'll be in the ones. Yeah, pick us out in the Jeeps. There's only going to be 300,000 of them. But we'll be in Daytona this weekend. And we put a little logistics together, and we're going to record next week's episode while our fat asses are sitting on the beach in our chairs watching the waves on Daytona Beach. And we think we can do it. We're not sure, but we think we can do it.
Yeah, we should be able to do it. It should be all right.
How hard can this be, right?
Yeah. I mean, all you need is electricity, and we got that figured out.
So. Yeah, we got that piece figured out.
And, yeah, we're taking the
If the anybody knows, equipment. Yeah, we may need...
refills?
We're going to need somebody to run drinks for us. We might need a Tesla coil.
Maybe some girls in bikinis with big fans to cool us off in case.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be nice. Kind of Greek style.
Yeah. Or Roman, whatever that was.
Roman. That's what I meant. Not Greek. Roman.
Yeah.
But Rome technically is.
Well,
no, it's not.
No, they're like across
two different countries. Never mind.
Yeah.
But the point is,
the Romans basically ripped off the Greeks with everything they did.
Either way.
Yeah.
That'd be badass.
Yep.
It's never going to happen.
No, but guys can dream.
I know, right?
Yeah.
How about if we could rig up something to the Jeep that has a fan on the back of it and pretends that it flops up and down to wave us?
But then that eliminates the best part, which is the girls in the bikinis.
I know.
But you know
the girls in bikinis ain't going to happen.
Well, there's going to be girls in bikinis there.
Yeah, but they're not going to wait. They're going to fan us for 45 minutes.
But if they see microphones, they might think that we're actually famous.
Oh, good point.
Yeah.
All right, I have a challenge for you.
We can get somebody to bring in some cameras, too. They don't even have to be running them.
They just pretend.
Yeah.
I got two GoPros sitting right here.
There we go.
We need those big motherfuckers, though. The big ones, though. That way people know that we're like camera, like this is like a real deal.
Yeah, this ain't the 80s though.
Yeah, I know.
They basically shoot everything on iPhones now and DSLRs.
But nobody's gonna see that.
There'll be enough people walking by and on the beach and driving by because you can drive on Daytona Beach.
We should do interviews. We may be able to knock out the next like month and a half.
Hey, yeah, we'll see what we can.
Then we can take off the whole month of May.
That could work.
Not really. It ain't gonna happen.
Maybe we can have some bonus content for the Patreons.
True. How many are we up to now?
Patrons, about a dozen.
No shit.
Yeah.
So how much money are we making?
Profit. Profit. We're taking probably about $20 a month home, but I've got that earmarked for we're gonna order some stickers.
Stickers?
Stickers.
We have stickers coming.
Okay. Not yet, but it's...
So anyway, I've got a challenge for you.
All right.
So I got my first ink about a month and a half ago.
Uh-huh.
I think you should get the Florida Man logo tattoo on you.
I was thinking about that. I was thinking about that. Should I do that up in Daytona?
I don't know.
Or should I wait till I get back home? And
depends on whether you want your ass kicked in Daytona or whether you want it kicked out here by your wife. Where would you like to have your ass kicked, Joel?
I prefer to I prefer to not have a 5-hour... Well, actually, no. I might prefer to have a nice, quiet 5-hour ride back home from Daytona.
Just depends, man.
Yep.
Can you how well do you drive with a foot up your ass? That's going to be the question.
Well, cruise control. You know, I just need to steer.
Fair enough. Fair enough. We should. I'll go with you. We got now. Do we have a logo or like a full blown logo?
Yeah. It's.
I should know this since I'm co-host of this.
It's like the what's on the postcard.
Oh, that
on the show
art. Yeah, kind of a lot though.
A lot.
A lot. That's a lot going on.
Well, no, we've got just
so where
just the word Florida, and then.
So where would you put it?
You know, I probably would want to go bicep.
Bicep. Yeah. We're going Florida or, man bicep.
Or shoulder. You know, right? Tricep.
You think so? Tricep? Oh, that's going to hurt like a motherfucker.
Oh, wait. That's this, right?
Tricep's the back.
Oh, yeah. No, not that.
You don't want to do that right off the bat.
No.
Not on your first one.
No.
The shoulder's not too bad.
Okay. We'll see.
Or maybe. What about your forehead?
That is definitely off limits.
That would hurt. That's got to hurt like hell.
Seriously, I've seen people do it too. All these new rap guys, just got shit all tattooed all over their faces now. That's like the thing. Yeah. No, thank you.
No, I'll stick with my arms.
Those are just called job stoppers.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So I think we should. I think we will attempt. We'll see how it goes. If it doesn't work, we can come back on next week and we'll record normal.
Okay.
But we should be able to pull this off and do a couple episodes and maybe some bonus things.
On the beach.
On the beach in Fort Myers. Now, I'm Daytona. Sorry, Daytona. Not Fort Myers. Many of the things that we have had a good time doing with our group around the tiki bar late at night on the beaches of Daytona. Things overheard at the tiki bar.
Oh, yeah. We'll have to remember to record.
We could have an episode of things overheard at the tiki bar.
We could just leave the recorder running at the tiki bar.
Joe, we don't have recorders. We are more high tech than that.
The recording app.
When you think of recording, I think I've got a cassette with a play record. I got to mash the two buttons at the same time to make it work.
Yeah, no, I was thinking of the app on the laptop.
Things overheard at the tiki bar by Florida man on vacation in Daytona.
Sounds good to me.
That could be a whole episode. We'll interview people. We'll bring it out. We'll put it up. We'll set it up at the tiki bar and we'll interview people.
2-drink minimum.
Oh my.
You got to be 2 drinks in before you can step up to the mic.
So how far, where are we on the Apple? On the Apple rankings?
We hit number 659 on the Apple iTunes. Oh, no. So Apple Podcasts U.S. comedy chart.
Right. 659. So
yeah.
That may sound like people going like, well, yeah, so what?
That's fucking huge.
That's really a big deal for an independent podcast that we don't have money to promote. We're not famous.
No. And we don't. Some podcasts will pay some of these less than reputable, basically bot farms to just run scripts to download their podcasts over and over and over. We're not doing that. We don't. That
this is all word of mouth and bullshit. I mean, just
exactly
friends and things and word of mouth and
just fucking around kind on of, Twitter and Facebook and posting kind of pictures freaking on neat. Instagram. Yeah. I thought that was a lot of fun and.
I just use the word neat in a sentence. I feel like I'm on happy
neato,
days.
Phil. That's just neato.
I feel like I'm on happy days right now.
Sit on it, Potsy. We're, yeah.
But you pulled a Ralph.
You are the one that mentioned happy days.
I know. And the sad thing is I've seen them all.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're old.
Yes, we're old. But that was when we grew up. We grew up in the country in Mississippi, and we didn't have cable. Mm-hmm. So we got home from school about 3 o'clock every day. And that was what was on TV was Happy Days at 3 o'clock every day, or 3:30 every day.
Mm. Yeah, we had. I'm a little bit younger than you, so the show that we had on in the afternoon was Three's Company.
Oh, Three's Company was ABC, and we couldn't get Three's Company on ABC unless it rained. After it rained, because ABC came out of Baton Rouge.
Gotcha.
So we could only get ABC, NBC, and CBS out of Jackson. Cool. That's old school.
Yeah.
We had to turn the antenna. We had the clicker, the big box on the ka-chunk, and had to turn the antenna to go south to pick up ABC. So only after it rained was the best reception.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when there was a big cloud cover, we could get the signal out of Detroit, out of Channel 50.
Really?
Out of Detroit. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was the only way I saw. So on Saturdays, that's how you couldn't see it every week, but it was like most, if you hope for a cloudy night or after a rain, that you could see Love Boat and Fantasy Island. Love Boat was at 8 o'clock, Fantasy Island was at 9.
Yep.
That's the only way, that's the only way we got to see him. But you literally had to go turn and turn the antenna on the tower to get the south. So I didn't see Three's Company all the time. But Happy Days, seen them all. Now I'm currently, now that all that stuff is digital and in catalogs and stuff.
Back on Hulu and binge watching everything.
Yeah. I'm on MASH right now. I love MASH.
Yeah, MASH was a good show. That was another one that was played after school for us because it was in syndication by then.
I love MASH. So I am on episode 3? No, season 3, and I've got 9 seasons, I think.
Something like that, yeah.
I'm on season 3 right now. Season 4. Anyway,
Colonel Potter started.
Potter's there. Blake's gone.
Yep. I think that was 3 or 4. Yeah, that was a great show.
That was
another one that I've seen probably every episode 2 or 3 times because, you know, it was.
Go Back in Time was not only that, was then we had the news. So we were on Central Time in Mississippi. So the news was at 6, and then you had 6:30 was the show before things started at 7.
Mm-hmm.
Sanford and Son. Seen every one of them.
Okay, yeah.
We didn't have, that was before the game shows, that shit started.
Jeopardy
and things.
Fortune,
no,
yeah.
This was, no, Fred Sanford and Son. I've seen them all.
That was a good one, yeah.
Love Sanford and Son. Red Fox.
I'm coming, Elizabeth.
Red Fox is a funny motherfucker.
They really had to tone him down to keep him on TV, too. Have you seen some of his stand-up?
Oh, his life, his stand-up bits and his roasting things that he did? Oh, he was vile as they could came.
But fucking funny.
And you don't have comedy like that today. You can't. You can't. You're going to offend someone. I mean, that's why the talk shows and stuff. You don't have
the
great
the talk,
comedies.
No,
you don't have the, you know, where is today's George Carlin? You know, it doesn't exist.
I mean, you've got.
You think Carlin was an absolute genius.
Yeah, Carlin was a genius. There's not going to be another one of him.
And then Robin Williams.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's, you go on, and there's not that level of.
I mean, Louis C.K. was getting there, but then he fucked it all up by jerking off in front of.
Yeah,
he fucked it comedian.
Up. But you know, so you think?
You could say Richard Pryor fucked up his career too when
he did
lit himself on fire.
He did, but he played it cool. I mean, he was a brilliant he was a brilliant comedian in his time.
Mm-hmm.
And you just don't have that today. You don't have those.
I don't know. I think looking back, we'll see. We'll say that there's the same thing about some people that are out now.
Maybe, but I'm a huge fan of comedy in general, and it's, you know, to be 600 and something. Fuck, I'll take it.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, without any you know money put into it.
Yeah, I was looking because I was curious, so I went and I just looked at the ones that were immediately below us, and there were like shows that I've listened to and that are like famous people that are on there, and that was just obviously it was because they have different release schedules than us, so they didn't have a new episode that was as close to, you know, the time that we charted
so the point there. Of all of this of rambling for 20 minutes was thank you very much for your patronage, and thank you for putting up with a couple men from Florida, transplants to Florida, that enjoy making fun of the dumbasses that are down here.
Yeah. Yeah, and we've done it for almost a year at this point.
I know.
Last year at Daytona, when we went to Daytona, that was when we were kind of hashing out what the show was going to be.
It was, yeah, because this is episode 50, right? So we did not start until, well, 3 weeks from now would have been the next.
Yeah, three or four weeks, I think, because we've got a couple of extras in there where we overlapped.
Oh, we did? Multiple. Yeah, so this was hashing out. So this is actually, we're coming up on our first anniversary.
Yep.
So what do I have to buy you for? What's the first anniversary?
Well, this is first anniversary, or is this first birthday?
No, anniversary.
Anniversary.
What's anniversary number one? Paper?
I think so. Yeah, nothing. I accept paper checks.
No
currency.
No. I'm still concerned that all the money comes through you. So you claim that we're making $20 a month, and now we're buying stickers. We didn't vote on what we're going to pay for the stickers.
Okay, well, I haven't ordered them yet, so we still got the...
Well, then why not? Order the damn stickers. I love stickers. I love stickers and flashlights. If I can find a flashlight with stickers, if I can get a flashlight with stickers on them, oh, I am in heaven.
Well, you could put, like, stickers
on I know you can put them on there. I know that, but I don't understand that. But I'm just saying that's my two favorite things.
Okay.
Flashlights and stickers.
What if they're, like, glow-in-the-dark stickers that when you shine a flashlight on them,
no
and
way.
You pull the flashlight away?
As long as they're not janky. They got to be classy.
Yeah.
Nothing stupid. Nothing kind of weird shit. I mean, it's got to be classy.
I'm not saying for the ones that we're going to buy. I'm just saying if there were glow-in-the-dark stickers, that'd be something you'd be interested in.
I'm going to quote Bull Durham. Think classy, you'll be classy.
Yeah, you did mention that, I think, last episode.
Think classy, you'll be classy. Whatever. Great movie. Great fucking movie.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of the top.
Think classy, you'll be classy.
Speaking of classy, we do have some classy t-shirts available at floridamenpodcast.com/shop, and we're coming up on the end of the contest between myself and Heather. So if you buy one of the...
So how you doing?
I sold another one to somebody. I don't even know who she is, but she's one of our listeners, obviously, and she picked the Florida Man logo design.
She did?
Yeah.
So how many... So what?
So I'm up to three.
You're up to three?
I'm up to three sold, yes. That's only three behind Heather.
Three behind Heather.
Yep.
So what I'm hearing here is there's not a huge demand for Florida Man t-shirts.
Not yet, but now that we're on the Apple Podcasts top 1,000.
Top 1,000? There ought to be. I can see them now. The orders are flooding in.
Yeah. So yeah, if you want a Florida Man t-shirt, go to floridamenpodcast.com/shop and pick one of the ones that say Joel's design and not one of the ones that say Heather's design.
Oh, you're just asking for an ass whooping, aren't you?
I know, yeah.
You're asking for the wrath.
Well, she can come down here and kick my ass all the way from India.
It's not going to be pretty.
Oh, she is coming down next month, isn't she, for her honeymoon?
Yeah, she's coming down.
Okay, well, if you want to meet me before my ass is entirely kicked and pummeled to beyond recognition, we're going to be in Daytona, like we said. So just keep an eye on our social media at Florida Men Pod, anywhere, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and we'll let you know when we're out and about and you can come say hi to us, I guess. If that's something you want to do, just tweet at us or send us a message on Facebook or Instagram, and we'll be in the Daytona area. I know we got quite a few listeners from there. That's one of our top areas of the state that we get downloads from. So
sweet. And you will be at the True Crime Podcast?
Yes, the True Crime Podcast Festival on July 13th. That's in Chicago, Illinois, right next to Indiana. The early bird pricing that I talked about in the last episode, those are sold out, I believe. It ended this last Saturday. So tickets are now regular price, and you can get those at tcpf2019.com. That's TCPF for True Crime Podcast Festival 2019 for the year, and .com because it's on the internet. I'm not going to have any trivia this week because I'm going to be in Daytona, so I got substitutes. So fuck them.
You got subs this week?
Yeah, they don't need...
I've had a lot of really good grilled cheese. This may be the best grilled cheese I've ever had.
You're just going to eat right into the microphone.
Yeah. You even had to take back everything I said about that child.
I was going to say, you even had one of your little minions bring it to you.
I don't mind. That's good. I love grilled cheese.
I am... That is one of the things my daughter requests when we make grilled cheese. She wants me to make it. She doesn't want my wife. She doesn't want to make it herself. She wants dad to make it. because she says I make the best grilled cheese. Grilled cheese.
You got that going for you. I mean,
that's quesadillas.
Grilled cheese and quesadillas.
Yeah, which is basically a Mexican grilled cheese.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. Yeah. At least you got that. At least you got that in your pocket.
Yep, exactly. I'll let you shovel that in your face and chew it up while we.
Oh my god! I'm so happy. Story number one, or uno for our Spanish-speaking friends. Florida man inmate accused of trying to mail mom letter threatening to kill people. That just didn't flow off the tongue very.
It really doesn't, but all those words are necessary for the gist of the story.
I'm going to take your word for it. A Florida man is facing additional charges after Pasco County deputies say the inmate tried to mail his mom a letter with threats to kill people.
Because, you know, they just let you mail anything out,
of course,
from jail. They don't check it.
Robert Girolamo. I'm going with Robert Girolamo.
Yeah, that looks right.
Junior.
So there's two of them.
There's two of them, thank God. Submitted the letter on January the 7th to court service deputy to be scanned before being sent through the U.S. Postal Service, according to the arrest affidavit.
So he actually handed it to...
Yeah, scan this shit and see what you think. The deputy forward reportedly found several, quote, concerning statements, unquote, while scanning the letter addressed to Girolamo's mother. The summarized statements, the arrest affidavit states, included Girolamo going to a woman's house to, quote, take her out, unquote, before stealing a car and traveling out of Florida to a second person's house to, quote, take her out.
Oh, he just wanted to go on some multiple dates. That's all.
Then he wrote the letter and saying, and then I'm taking myself out. I can't handle this anymore.
He just needs some, you know, he needs a personal day.
This is so freaking weird. Deputies say they talked to both victims who took the threats as an intent to kill them.
No, he just wanted to take them out, like out on the town.
Oh, nice I don't
little,
see that.
Nice little outback dinner.
He's going to pop a cap.
You're always Girolamo, seeing the bad side.
I am. Girolamo refused to comment when deputies discussed the letter with him and gave him his Miranda warnings, according to law enforcement.
That's probably the smartest thing he did in this story.
He now faces two additional charges for written threats to kill or do bodily harm. He remains at the Land O'Lakes jail.
Do they... have isn't that where a lot of butter? Yeah. I would think you wouldn't want
that's a lot
the
of
Land O'Lakes in the jail because
no,
you, would,
it's like,
you can slip between
yeah,
the bars.
Yeah, I know.
Grease
don't
yourself
drop
up.
Don't drop the butter. That is where they make the butter, right? Land O'Lakes? Land O'Lakes is a butter, right?
Yeah.
I didn't just make that shit up.
No, Land O'Lakes is a butter, yeah. Yeah.
Right there with Country Crock.
It's better than Country Crock. Land O'Lakes is real butter. Country Crock is just vegetable oil. Spun up to kind of seem like butter.
This is a dumbass. So he sent the... I'm not going anymore.
Yeah, So basically he wrote
somebody,
to his mama
wrote
and
to
said,
his mama
I'm going
to
take this bitch out. I'm going to drive out to another state. I'm going to steal a car, drive out to another
I'm
state.
This bitch out
and take
too.
Her out too, yeah. And then I'm going to take myself out. Well, buddy, murder-suicide, you know what the rule is. Start with the suicide.
And work backwards.
No, suicide. Don't do suicide. Just
and don't put it through the fucking mail if you're in jail.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Yeah. You know they're listening on your phone calls, so why wouldn't you think that they're going to read your letter?
At least you can talk. Yeah. At least you can talk in code in the jail.
Yeah. He's not that bright.
Story number two.
All right, number two. Florida man hides drugs in his butt crack.
No.
And this one.
Not again.
This one was submitted by
Please
Lauren.
Not again.
By Lauren from Paradise After Dark, our friend Lauren.
When are they coming back? I like them.
Yeah. Well, we just appeared virtually on their.
Well, they need to come back here. Week, so when are they coming back?
Well.
They were fun.
They are a lot of fun. So yeah.
They brought their own liquor.
Yeah.
I like that about them.
Mm-hmm.
And I like your brother. He brought his own liquor.
My brother?
I like him a lot better than you. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, you know, that's what most people say, so. My parents.
I don't mean that to hurt your feelings, but
No. I'm used to it. I've dealt with it my whole life.
That was a great time.
Anyway,
that was a fun night.
Yeah. So yeah, Lauren was really excited to find out that she was the first person to send me this story. So, a Port Charlotte man was arrested Wednesday after deputies found drugs in his car, but that wasn't the only place he had drugs, though. "Quote: I have some stuff in my ass crack. I'll get it." Unquote. 23-year-old Matthew Nero told deputies after they told him if they found any other drugs on him, he'd get additional charges. Quote, "I don't want you reaching in there."
Seriously? Where was this?
Port Charlotte.
Port Charlotte. Fantastic.
Yep. Nero and...
Who? I mean, think of it. I can follow a lot of things. Mm-hmm. I'm not a dumb person. But I'm a very logical person. How in the hell... do you go out, I mean, if you're dealing drugs and you're going to sell them on the street, whatever you want to do, why the fuck are you shoving them up your ass?
Because if you get robbed, they ain't going to look there.
But I,
they're going to take off your shoes.
So do I do it?
They're going to roll you. If I, they're going to check your
pretend,
pockets.
Let's pretend I'm buying drugs on the street.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, but let's pretend I'm buying drugs on the street. Am I going to this dealer on the corner? Hey, brother, you got any?
You
got
something? You holding?
You holding? You got anything? Yeah, I got what you want. You got it up your ass? Yes. Never mind. Seriously, how bad does your fix have to be that he's got to go around the corner and pull the shit out of his asshole?
No, that's where he keeps his extra. Like, what he's going to sell right now, he's got the one or two transactions worth in his pocket. So if he gets robbed, no big deal if that goes missing. He's still got the reserves up the in the back room for.
How? I don't understand.
It's a very, very dangerous career.
How? I don't understand.
They're just keeping their investment safe.
I need about 20. All right, well, I'm going to need to go in the back. I'm going to go here in the corner a little bit and pull that shit out. Okay.
Well, you don't tell them where it is, because then they know that you keep it in your ass.
So I'm going to sit there and snort the shit or inject it, whatever, and it's been up your asshole?
Like we said when the heroin trafficker got caught with the 79 balloons or whatever in them, you just have to assume that at some point your illicit drugs have been through somebody's...
I try to assume positive intent with people today. I don't want to have to assume that in my damn dope, I've got to pull the shit's got shit on it.
Oh, no, they keep it clean. They keep it wrapped up very nice and...
It's the principle of the matter.
Airtight.
I don't understand. Finish the damn story.
All right. Nero and Alexa Powers, age 18... were stopped by a deputy for speeding on Tamiami Trail near Moss Street on April 17th, according to the Charlotte County Sheriff's Office. Now, Alexa Powers, I have a feeling that at least one of our listeners has had their smart device shut off when I said that. Alexa, power off. Shortly after, a canine was called and sniffed around the car. The dog could tell there were drugs inside. See, that's why they use a dog, because dogs are used to sniffing asses.
So they can tell the difference between drugs in the ass and just ass.
No, they alert to the drugs in the car because they know the drugs have been in the ass, because they can detect that ass smell.
I can detect ass smell too, but it doesn't mean...
But the dog can detect it at a much smaller level. They can detect it inside the car from outside.
I don't understand.
They have a highly sensitive sense of smell.
So how do you train a dog to smell ass?
Well, you don't have to train it to smell ass. You have to train it to smell the drugs through the ass smell.
Mm-hmm. So where do you get said ass smell to train the dogs not to go at the ass and the drugs instead of the drugs? Is there the fragrance of...
Well, they do. Yeah, there is a product called Liquid Ass.
Really?
Yes. That's more of a, really? It's more of a prank product.
Really?
Have you not heard of Liquid Ass?
Oh, no. No, oh. Joel, because I don't look at... No, I don't want to know about Liquid Ass.
I'll have to...
When I think of Liquid Ass, I think the squirts. So, no, I'm not... I am not... I'm not going out and procuring products to emulate the smell of ass.
All right, well... I'm going to have some ordered and shipped to my.
Oh no, hotel. You're not. You can do that
from Amazon.
No,
and I'll introduce it to you.
I know what I know what my ass smells like. I don't need somebody else's ass. So, what is the defuncto smell of ass? I mean, is there like a standard? It must smell like this to be considered ass.
I think there's different flavors.
Oh, really?
Or scents?
No, yeah. There are. There's different scents of ass.
Well, you can get one that's a bit nutty.
Oh, really? Yeah, nutty? Nutty ass.
Yeah, you could get some that's got more of a corn,
a woodsy flavor. Maybe a woodsy type thing.
Well,
maybe
you know, some, there's the
maybe fruity ass. How about that?
Probably, yeah. Because you know, if you eat a lot of fruit, you will. You will have issues down there, but
I don't want to talk about this anymore. Go on with the damn story. I'm not talking. I'm not done. I'm done. I don't want to hear about the ass.
Well,
I swear to God, if we're at the Tiki Hut and you show up with Odu ass, well, I am going to. I will punch you in the throat.
You are lucky because we're going. You're going Thursday. I'm going Wednesday, and I'm going to be there Wednesday through Monday. You are missing Taco Tuesday, which Taco Tuesday's. Scent has a hint of cilantro to it
and a little bit of jalapeno.
Yeah,
that's fantastic, Joe. Thank you.
All right, so yeah, the dog could tell there were drugs inside the car. Nero then admitted that he had 18 grams of weed in the car. Deputies then found a box in the car's trunk with marijuana, methamphetamine, several green pills, and three hypodermic needles with other drug paraphernalia. Unlike the other story that we talked about a few weeks back, those three hypodermic needles were not up his ass. Deputies also found cocaine and heroin inside of a jacket that Powers was wearing. That's when Nero pulled the drugs out of his butt. The pair were then arrested. Nero was arrested for possession of heroin, possession of cocaine, possession of a controlled substance, possession of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Alexa Powers was arrested for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia.
All I think about is the dudes that, like in the old shows, that have the big jackets on and they pull it. Hey, you want to watch?
Yep.
You want a bracelet?
With the raincoat.
Yeah, the raincoat that you pull out. So how do you display this?
It was in his
trunk. Like this? Do you like this? And you squat and bend over. How about this? Yeah, I'll take that.
Oh, you want the green pills? Hold on.
You want the green pills? Really?
They didn't even mention, it said several green pills. It didn't say what they were pills of.
They're just green.
They're just green. Does it matter if they've been up his ass? Does it matter?
Well, then they'd be brown.
God damn it, Joel. Right now, I fucking hate you.
Yeah, Heather's total just went up to 7. Yep. But thank you, Christian, for buying a t-shirt. We appreciate that.
I smell a skunk.
Well, it's not a skunk because I've sold three.
Okay. All right. Story number 3. Florida man strips naked and poops in the Naples family yard.
Kind of went along with the previous story. So
seriously, I mean, what... We have a standard here at Florida Man.
No, we don't.
Yeah, you're right. We don't. Never mind. I'm just completely bullshit. It was an uncomfortable sight for neighbors in one area of Naples on Thursday night. Now, Naples, if you're not a resident of Florida, is considered the, in certain areas, the upper echelon of the west coast of Florida.
Yeah, it had the highest concentration of millionaires at one point in the state of Florida.
There's some good parts of Naples and not some good parts of Naples.
Yes.
The better parts are obviously close to the water.
This is just down the street from the Olive Garden where the guy was eating.
That was, okay, fair enough. Cary County deputies said Michael Burke was attempting to break into multiple homes in the 3100 block of Barrett Avenue when a neighbor spotted him and called deputies.
Oh, well, what was he doing, Phil?
Ring surveillance. What the hell is Ring surveillance?
One of those Ring doorbells that are the video doorbells. Oh,
okay. Ring surveillance video captured Burke ripping through the screen door of a home. The people inside that home told Burke they were armed and deputies were on their way.
Okay, they gave him warning.
Yeah. Neighbors said Burke were scared off by dogs, but not scared off enough to stop him from going into their backyard and relieving himself. Deputies said Burke had drugs on him. He was arrested and taken to Naples County Jail. So he got scared off.
He might have had drugs in him, too.
He went in the backyard, couldn't hold it no more, and he dropped a load right there in the backyard.
Well, maybe he was showing the dogs that, you know, this is the way you're supposed to do it. Maybe he was a dog trainer.
The dog whisperer? We're going dog whisperer sure. in Naples.
Why else would you shit in somebody's yard?
Well, I can think of a lot of reasons, but not one that involved drugs. Yeah. I mean, I've done a lot of stupid shit in my life. I ain't gonna lie. I'm 51 years old. I've done a lot of dumb things.
You never pooped in
anybody's
yard? I have
never shit in anybody's yard.
Yeah, I can't say that I have either.
Wait a minute. No, that didn't count. Never mind. Nope. I have never shit in anybody's yard.
Yeah, I have a hard enough time going in the men's room when there's somebody else in the Yeah.
That bothers you?
Sometimes.
Oh. Sometimes. I got no issue with that.
If I really have to go, it's not a problem. But
yeah, I don't have a problem with that. You came in here, enter at your own risk. You're gonna hear everything. You're gonna hear it, smell it, do whatever you got. No, I don't give a shit. Well, I do give a shit. Well, it is shit. But I'm not. No, that's the point is, yeah, I don't care. Because 99% of the time, I'm never going to see that person again.
True. Unless you're at work.
At work?
At work.
Well, see, we have singles at work.
Oh, okay.
We have the door, just a bathroom, and then the...
Gotcha.
And there's four doors and four bathrooms.
That's nice.
Now, there's also... air freshener inside each one of them. So if I go to take a leak during the middle of the day and that thing reeks of Lysol,
you know somebody's just
and the lid's down.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we don't have urinals, so we just have toilets. So if the lid's down and the thing reeks of Lysol,
lid's down and it's been recently browned.
Yeah, somebody just ripped a serious shit and stunk up the place.
Nice.
There used to be the cubicle next adjacent to it, and we had to turn it into a storage unit because you could hear through the walls.
That's how you know your time at the office is coming to its end when they move you to the cubicle adjacent
to the shitter,
and you are low man on the totem pole.
You hear everything.
Ugh.
That is the epitome of the worst location you could possibly have.
You got to at least put a little soundproofing or something in that wall.
Oh, no.
Just
drywall.
Drywall and sheetrock and studs. Yep.
There you go. God. You hear it all. It's hard to gain respect for a person after that.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Seriously, dude? You just really? You just destroyed the bathroom and you just walk around like nothing happened? Really?
You need to see a doctor, buddy.
Yeah. All right. No, but I've never shit in anybody's yard.
That's I'm proud.
I never even thought about it, to be honest.
No, this is the first I've ever thought of pooping.
I've never done that.
I haven't hated somebody enough.
Oh, I have, but I not enough to not. Yeah, paper. I know toilet paper. I mean,
yeah, exactly. What are you going to use? Leaves?
Nah, ain't gonna work. Grass?
A clump of grass? No. That's not enough.
I could use my damn drug shoved up my ass. I guess I could use the baggie.
The plastic ain't going to work. All it's going to do is smear it. Yeah.
It's a horrible, horrible plan. Horrible plan. All right. Story number four.
All right. Number four. Florida man shoots woman with water gun filled with his own urine. Can you sense a theme on tonight's story, Phil?
A lot of bodily fluid shared here.
A lot of bathroom humor tonight. A Gulfport man.
Gulfport, where is that?
I thought that was in Louisiana.
That is. Gulfport's in Mississippi, actually.
Pinellas County is where this is. So Tampa-ish area.
I thought Gulfport's in Mississippi, not Louisiana.
All right. A Gulfport man faces a charge of misdemeanor battery after police say he filled a squirt gun with his urine, then fired it at a woman walking her dog.
Now, have you ever filled a water gun like that before? It's a very, very, I'm talking like a quarter inch hole.
Yeah, that's right? a tiny little hole, and they got that little stopper that's got the little T on
it. I have a hard time sometimes hitting the lid, I mean, the toilet itself.
Yeah.
Much less being able to hit the tiny hole in a water gun.
Yeah, it's hard enough to fill that up in the sink.
Right. Much less with your own piss.
You know he pissed on his fingers.
He's going to be all over it.
Yeah, especially when you see how old this guy is. Joel William Benjamin, age 71.
Oh, fantastic.
Who lives in the 3200 block of 58th Street South, quote, observed the victim walking her dog and approached the victim and pulled out a water gun that contained his own urine, unquote. An arrest report states, Benjamin, quote, then squirted the victim with his own urine several times, unquote. The arrest report says Benjamin told officers he would do it again. The incident occurred in the 3800 block of 58th Street South at about 9:30 p.m. It was unclear what motivated the attack. Well, obviously, he was pissed off at her about something. Benjamin was arrested and booked into Pinellas County Jail on $500 bail.
So that's all you got to pay. So $5,000 bond.
No, $500.
No, that was his bail.
Oh, okay. He later posted bond and was released.
So they got him on, what was the charges?
Battery.
A battery?
Yeah.
How much piss would it take to hit the hole of a water gun? I ain't no damn way. I'd have to work like 2 or 3 days to get enough piss in the little hole. Not to mention I'd make a mess.
Yeah, because you gotta have a few extra ounces just to prime that little trigger. Because it's not going to squirt out the first time.
That's nasty.
You got to...
That's nasty.
Yeah.
He's going to get it everywhere.
And he's...
Oh, you don't have a little funnel? I mean, they don't make little funnels for that.
No. No, they assume that you're filling it up in the fucking sink.
Right.
Or with a hose.
Yeah, you fill up the bathtub or whatever. Yeah. And you fill it up.
What do you have a... 44-ounce racetrack cup that he filled up, and then he dunks
it in there?
And still he's got piss on his hand.
That's gross.
That's, yeah. Joel Benjamin, you are disgusting. I need to break in here, though, now. We do have some breaking news that came in to the Florida Man Studios here. Plastic straws no more. Official ban begins at Walt Disney World as paper straws are in place everywhere.
Motherfucker.
Last summer, the Walt Disney Company announced its case to help the environment by starting to eliminate much of the plastic in its parks and on its cruise ships. As of Sunday, April 21st, 2019, that was yesterday as we're recording this, 2 days ago as you're listening, they took things a step further by starting a total ban on all plastic straws in the Walt Disney World parks and resorts.
Fucking stupid.
Since making its announcement last year, Disney has introduced reusable shopping bags and started leaving plastic lids off of fountain drinks. Plastic straw dispensers had also started becoming few and far between, but they still could be requested by guests. As of April 21st, 2019, plastic straws are officially banned around Walt Disney World. Cast members have confirmed that it is a change being made resort-wide, and that includes theme parks, water parks, Disney Springs, and resort hotels. There were still a few quick-service locations in the park that had plastic straws available, but it may simply be Disney getting rid of inventory. Paper straws are available for guests who still need a straw of some kind. So it sounds like they're just not giving you a straw at all, and if you ask for a straw, you get the paper ones.
You did this just to piss me off, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I knew this was near and dear to your heart. You would have something to say about it.
Where were we?
Where was the last time you were at Disney?
We were... Oh, not Disney. We were at our Universal. Yeah. 3 weeks ago? 4 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, she brought plastic straws. I told her to take that shit back.
Paper straws?
Paper. Yeah, I took it back. I made her take it back. Not doing it.
Yeah.
Not going to do it.
You don't need it. You don't need a straw.
No. I'm drinking my damn Jack and Diet straight out of my damn cup.
I'm not doing plastic straws.
Because by the time I get done with it, they're soggy.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. That's
and then they're soggy, and you can't even get the drink through it. Why?
You don't need it. I mean,
not doing it.
How many people have straws that they use at home? Nobody. Everybody just drinks out of a regular cup. So
I'm done.
I just say no straw at all.
So how is Disney, who is not on the beach, by the way, they're in the middle of the freaking state.
Well, they do have their little water, artificial waterways there.
It's artificial. There's no manatees there.
And the cruise line. Well, the cruise line, I understand. Because they're like out.
Well, who would throw their plastic straws overboard?
You would not believe.
That's just, I don't get it.
People are disgusting.
Apparently, because they're pissing in fucking water guns. Story number five. Florida man impersonating officer pulls over an undercover cop. Seriously? A Florida man from Pasco County landed behind bars after he allegedly impersonated an officer and pulled over a real one, according to Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office. Matthew Joseph Aris, 26, of Dade City, was arrested for impersonating a law enforcement officer and booked into the Hillsborough County Jail.
If you're going to pull people over,
you ever done that? Cop? You ever had it? Yeah, pretend to like get the blue lights and or the red light. And
no, I've never done it because with my luck, I would pull over a fucking cop.
Deputy said Aris had red and blue lights installed on his grill. On Tuesday night, he activated them and pulled behind an undercover detective.
There's the only reason to do that is there's no legitimate reason to do.
No,
that.
It's skanky. It's that you're trying
you're,
to get.
You're going
to
rob somebody.
You're going to rob somebody or rape them and all.
Yeah.
The detective called 911. No. So let's think this through. The detective called 911. Don't reach up on your...
No, he's undercover. He can't blow his cover.
Oh, I was going to... Don't reach up and get your mic inside the car. All right. The detective called 911 to report an unusual traffic stop, and real deputies pulled over Aris a short time later. A search of his Chevy Trailblazer turned up a, quote, realistic-looking, unquote, airsoft pistol.
So, how many Chevy Trailblazers have you seen?
There's not a Chevy Trailblazer. They're Explorers.
I've seen the...
Or the Caprices, or your old school...
Or the Dodge Chargers. I've seen those. Never a Chevy Trailblazer. No.
Aris also had a law enforcement light bar installed on the top of the SUV. Deputy said.
So, where do you get that?
Oh, you can get it wherever.
Really?
Yeah.
That just anybody will sell it to you?
No.
Really?
You can buy that. He was arrested and later released on bond. Deputies say it's still unclear whether Aris had committed similar offenses in the past.
Well, something tells me law of averages is you're not going to pull over a cop on your first try.
That's shitty luck.
Yeah.
But that all he's going to do is that he's doing this because he's going to, what do you want to, get off on the ticket, then get over here and scob a knob.
Uh-huh. But obviously he didn't, it doesn't say whether the detective was a man or a woman, the undercover one that he tried to pull over.
Does it matter?
Well, I mean, for me it would. Maybe for him it don't.
I can't believe I just said that. After you say something, you realize that I wish I hadn't said that. That was that was right up there with the top two.
Yep.
Yeah. So what did we learn from this? If you're going to impersonate an officer, try not to pull over
a real officer. Yeah. Although he didn't pull over the Ford Explorer. He did pull over a Chevy Trailblazer. But
no, he was driving the Trailblazer, wasn't he?
Oh yeah, he was driving.
He was driving.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So. Yeah, who knows what kind of car he tried to pull over, but
dumbass.
All right, our final story tonight, story number six. Florida man busted for singing dirty song to his neighbor.
Now, define dirty song. Are we talking like Darling Nikki?
Or
are we talking...
not quite that dirty, no.
No?
Nope. We do have lyrics here coming up.
Nikki, I guess she could say she was a sex fiend. Met her in a hotel lobby, masturbating in a magazine.
You just want us to get fined for for copyright violations, don't you?
Well, that is a good song.
It is. I agree. And again, watch Warner Brothers.
Nikki Grind. I can't remember what I did yesterday, but I know the words to Darling Nikki.
It obviously made an impression
it
on
did.
You when you
it
were
It did.
Young.
I miss Prince. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah. A retired Florida man was arrested after serenading a female neighbor with an original song that referred to her as a, quote, bitch and a, quote, witch.
Well, it rhymes.
According to Florida court records.
Now, I write songs. I'm not good at it, but I do write. I perform out, and I do try to. I'm working on my, you know, original songwriting stuff, and you do look for words that rhyme.
Mm-hmm. And have you ever rhymed bitch with witch?
No. I have not.
Not yet?
No. But I do refer to the rhyming dictionary online on occasion.
I have done that myself, yeah. Those are actually very helpful. Police say Robert Mirabella, age 62, I mean, if he's retired at 62, he's not doing too bad. That's pretty young.
Shit, I hope I can retire at 62.
Mirabella, age 62, played guitar and sang his original composition last Saturday morning while on the front porch of a residence in Wildwood, a city that includes portions of the villages, the sprawling retirement community.
Were there any golf carts involved in this?
I don't believe so. No, he was just on the porch. According to an arrest report, the female victim told police that she was, quote, having ongoing issues, unquote, with her next door neighbors, whom she accused of harassment. The woman said she was sitting on her front porch when Mirabella, quote, started to play the guitar and sing on the front porch, unquote, of the neighboring home. The woman heard Mirabella croon, quote, there is a neighbor who was a bitch, and, quote, I see her now. She's just a witch.
That's freedom of speech.
That's what I thought.
That's freedom of speech.
He's on his own property. He's on his own property.
Was he naked?
It does not say what he was wearing, but it doesn't call out the fact that he was naked, so I'm assuming he was dressed. Upset by Mirabella's lyrics, the woman, quote, recorded the song with her cell phone and called the cops. Now, Florida is a two-party state, which means that you are not allowed to record someone without their permission.
Okay.
So she committed a crime.
Well, wait a minute now. So I'm recording you right now. Do I have your permission to record you?
Yes, because I've got a fucking microphone right in my face, and it's obvious that you are recording me.
All right. I didn't want to go circumstantial here.
No.
There's a big black microphone right 2 inches from your mouth. So I just want to.
Not even. Yeah, but no. The fact that.
I don't want to get arrested later. You go out and go, hey. He didn't record this. He recorded me, you know, without my permission.
No, the microphone's being obvious here. Just like when you walk into a store and they've got the security cameras up where you can see them, they don't have to put the sign on the door that says video monitoring in progress. So.
Okay. I'm just covering my bases, yes, man. I don't want you to sue me.
No, when it's obvious that, and actually the first thing you said when you started rolling was we are recording.
Oh, I did announce that. Yes.
So if I did not want my voice recorded,
this would be very awkward.
That would have been at
the point. It'd be very difficult to record a podcast if you did not consent to being recorded while in the studio with a microphone in front of your face.
Yes, exactly.
So we're good. Is that what you're saying?
We're good.
Okay.
Yes. You don't have to worry about me suing.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. But I think Mr. Mirabella does have a case, personally.
Conspiracy.
Yes. Especially since he's performing an original composition.
It is original composition on his own property.
Yes. Yeah. She's not not allowed.
Freedom of speech.
Yeah, exactly. But when questioned by, upset by Mirabella's lyrics, the woman, quote, recorded the song with her cell phone, unquote, and called cops. An officer reported that the victim was, quote, visibly upset, unquote. There's a lot of fucking quotes in this article. I'm just going to ignore them from now on. Just assume when it sounds like somebody's talking about them speaking.
We'll try to keep up, Joel.
Yeah.
How about that?
The victim was visibly upset by Mirabella's performance and that the song had affected her peace and quiet a lot. When questioned by the patrolman, Mirabella initially denied the woman's allegation, but later stated, that doesn't mean it was about her if I sang that. As Mirabella continued talking, the officer noted, I verified the person singing in the video was Mirabella by his voice. Mirabella was arrested for disorderly conduct.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Mirabella, who listed his home address as a residence in Cranston, Rhode Island, has pleaded not guilty to the misdemeanor count. As well he should. Yeah, his lawyer should have a field day with this. Yeah. This is a First Amendment.
It is.
This is bullshit.
I can sit on my property with an original song and say whatever I want.
Exactly. He didn't say her name. He just said, there's a neighbor who's a bitch. And you know what? I fucking agree with him. She is a real bitch.
She is a bitch.
That's bullshit.
And I bet she drives a golf cart.
I bet she drives a golf cart. And I bet she doesn't drunk drive while she's a golf cart, because I bet that this bitch is a teetotaler. She's no fun at all.
No. I don't use the C word very often, and I'm not going to right now, but y'all can think what I'm saying. Yeah. I stand by that, by the way.
Okay.
Is that come out right?
Good enough.
Okay.
I understood what you were getting at.
All right. That's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes.
And if you like this show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to Florida Men. And Haley Pass left us this review on Apple Podcasts. The title of the review is Love the Song and the Podcast. 5 stars. Both are great. Find myself singing Florida Man for days after listening to the song. Banter between the two is awesome. Give it a listen.
Sweet.
Yeah, thanks, Haley. We appreciate that.
Like us and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are at Florida Men Pod.
Got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover? Send an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674.
Have we got any emails this week?
We did. Colin sent us this email. Colin is one of our patrons.
Oh, did you change this?
Yes, I did put the
second. Thank God.
Yeah, well, that kind of leads into what he's saying here. He said, what's up, dudes? So this is Colin. I subscribed last week, but somebody fucked up typing the notes and spelled my name wrong.
So I got you back, brother. So I called him out on it.
Yeah, so y'all had to call me Colin on the podcast. But hey, shit happens. Anyways, you're right. I am local, and I would really like to get a drink with you guys. I listened to you all last summer, last year in Alaska while working. You guys had just launched, and it sure made me miss the debauchery of our great state. So if y'all got time, let's get a drink and swap stories. Also, Heather is kicking your ass in t-shirt sales. Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah. Dude, we would love that.
Yeah. Well,
I didn't know he's local. I thought he was overseas.
No, that's somebody else. Okay. That's Koneth.
Koneth, that's right. I get him back. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I mean, both their names start with C-O, so I see how you got that.
Anytime, brother. Hit us up.
Yeah, I'll shoot you an email. We'll arrange something.
If you would like to support the show financially, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/floridamen. Or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridaman.
And we'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers personally. They are Paradise After Dark Podcast, The Hidden Staircase Podcast, Colin, Travis, Erica, Jessica, Katie, Matt, Roxanne, Stephanie, Heather,
woo-hoo!
And Koneth.
Oh, you spelled it right. Yay.
Yeah.
All right. What's the big fucking end? You still spelled it wrong.
I wanted to, you know, I had to uncapitalize it, but I wanted to start slow, so I just uncapitalized the vowels and left.
Koneth. So I swear to God, if you could get to Florida, you need to kick his ass.
He did send us an email that said, Joel, you need to make my name not capitalized.
Yeah, Koneth, you need to get to Florida somehow, or put a head out on Joel. Don't hurt him, but just, you need to kick his ass, because he's doing this intentionally.
I was really just doing that to fuck with you, not him.
This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationship implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the Florida Men Podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed at a secure location shielded from radiation by the pelts of 4,000 vegan rabbits.
Where did you get 4,000 fucking rabbits from?
Well, I started with 2.
And how are they multiplying? You only have 2. Fucking, how'd you get 2 to 4,000?
I mean, you put the 2 in a cage together and eventually...
Just stop talking. As always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of Florida Man, and Tracy, you can kiss my fucking ass.
Florida Man. Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. He's Florida man, Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man, Florida man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida man.